Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. And this week I've been thinking about what drives our creative life. You know, a lot of us are very creative people. I think everybody's actually a creative person. And we find ways of driving that. How do we, you know, drive that compulsion to move forward in our creative life? How do we find the energy for our creative endeavors? And I've been thinking a little bit about more and more what are some of the things that would cause that? What are some of the things that are the underlying fire that kind of fuels that energy? I think for some of us, there's just a passion for what we do. There's a passion for the creative life, or the creative energy, whether we're a sculptor, a painter, a photographer. We just feel like there's something in us that requires us to go out and be creative, to express who we are, to express our stories in some meaningful way. I also think there's compassion. I think we see things in life that we don't necessarily agree with, something we don't understand, something that it deeply emotionally has an impact on us. It causes a significant shift in who we are and how we see the world. And I think for a lot of us, that compassion and that need to feel connected to other people, to show that we're more similar than we are different, I think drives a lot of people's creative life. I think there's an innate curiosity a lot of people have. I think there's people who look at the world and kind of accept it for what it is, but there's other people who are so curious about how the world operates, how the world behaves, that they can't help but drive their creative life through answering the questions that come about in their curiosity. They look at what's out there, they look at what's available, and then they try to make sense of it. They try to make sense of why is the world the way it is? Why do certain things happen the way they are? Or their curiosity drives them to answer questions that probably nobody else thinks of. They have these random thoughts that come into their head, and they strive to answer those questions. My good friend Ray oftentimes talks about how he was curious about what squirrels would watch on TV. So he created an installation art project where he had a number of TVs hooked up to a generator in the forest. And at night, he would turn on these TVs just so the squirrels could have something to watch. That innate question of what would squirrels watch on TV? So curiosity drives that aspect of the creative life. I also think there's a sense of balance. I think the creative life and people who express and live in their creative space and don't fight their creative energy live in a life that is much more balanced. Their approach to things is more balanced and centered. Their way of presenting themselves in the world is more balanced. And so I think for a lot of people, what drives their creative life is that sense of balance. It's that sense of connectedness, similar to what you might experience in a yoga class. As you start to get control of your breathing, you start to get control of your thoughts, you start to realize that a lot of what you have in life is gravity, is based on the gravity and the connectedness to the earth and that sense of balance that you have. I think there's also fear is an incredible driving force for a lot of people. I think the fear of not being creative, the fear of trying to understand the world around them that they don't, the fear that if they don't create, they might actually explode and die. So there's a component of fear that I think is an overriding and underlying principle for a lot of people in what drives their creative life. And finally, I think the last kind of big one I came up with was what I call action-reaction. And I think the creative life for a lot of us, it requires us to do something. So we're compelled to just create this action. We're compelled to do something about something. And that compulsion eventually, if it's left untouched, if it's left to sit and fester, becomes more of an annoyance than anything else, and it has to be dealt with. And so to take action is important. And by reaction, what I mean is sometimes we see something and we have to respond to it. Sometimes we see something and we generate ideas off of it. We read somebody else's text. We read a poem. We look at somebody else's painting and we react off of that. It connects to us. We respond to it. And so that compulsion to react to something, to create something new from that source of inspiration, that point of finding the uniqueness that we have based on the creativity and the creative life of somebody else, I think is a big theme. So as we take a number of those different reasons and whatever drives your creative life, you may have some other element to it. You may have some other aspect to it. But for photography, though, I was trying to think, well, how do we then translate some of those notions of what drives our creative life directly into our experience behind the camera? Because ultimately for us as photographers, you know, one of our outlets, one of our creative ways we live is behind the camera. And so how do we take this notion of what drives us and how does that translate to the experience behind the camera? And I think one of the first places it does is when you're getting in touch with your creative life and you're getting in touch with what compels you, what drives you, and what story and experience you want to shape. One of the things that comes from that is you develop a sense of seeing. And this is one of the hallmarks that I see when I work with a lot of photographers on their own creative process, on their own development. We go from almost viewing to seeing. So we take one of those, to me, is much more passive, and one of them is much more active. So the viewing is similar to sitting down and watching a TV show, watching a movie, or watching the world go by. We're viewing. But seeing requires us to start to look at elements of composition and story and light and color and tonality and how all of those things start to come together and create the frame. So as photographers, we frame up images. We determine what's within and without the viewfinder. And within that frame, we set up certain and follow certain compositional elements to make the story more interesting, to make the photograph more interesting. But ultimately, it's about that sense of seeing what's within the frame. It's that connection to the frame is, I think, one of the areas where we as photographers get to see that creativity come through, that creative life and that drive is in finding a way to get that frame to really be the essence of who we are as a creative person. And I think this is where a lot of younger photographers and a lot of photographers who don't spend the time and the discipline to really hone their craft, this is one of the areas where you can easily see how it falls short because their sense of the frame is off somehow. They may have a certain understanding of composition. They may have a certain understanding of color and gesture and moments and storytelling. But when they're all pulled together, we get these compelling frames. If you look at the hallmark of the great photography, and it doesn't matter who the photographer is, it doesn't matter what country they're from, it doesn't matter what decade they're from, it doesn't matter what race they're from, what gender they're from, the frame is ultimately the dictator for that. So I think that's one of the things that when we look at photography, when you think about your own creative life, one of the things that should drive a photographer is that sense of the amazing frame, that amazing moment when all those things come together. Behind the camera that I think really speaks to creative life is this notion of subject and subject matter, the content of that frame, and then the essence behind that frame. And then that dovetails a little bit into the storytelling. But we'll cover storytelling in a second. The subject and subject matter is really about how do you see and experience the object in front of you and your relationship to it. How do you relate to those different elements within the frame? And I think our creative life, like I said, that curiosity, that compassion, that fear, that ultimately will drive and dictate how we deal with the subject matter and how do we work to create that. Is our relation to the subject matter so strong that we will override our fear? Is our relationship to the subject so strong that we will find ourselves being more compassionate behind the frame and choosing how we present the subjects? So there's a lot of things about that subject matter that I think help translate why we're creative into that ultimate frame. At the same time, I think one of the other big ones is the storytelling aspect. One of the hallmarks of really good photography and really great photographs is that they have some sense of story to them. Even simple landscapes, cool-looking x-rays, whatever it is, when we generate story behind them, we find them to be much more compelling and much more interesting photographs. So in the response to that, one of the things we can do is really look at, does the storytelling that happens behind the camera, how do we take what are those elements that drive our creative life and how do we push those into the story? How does that curiosity, how does that sense of balance, how does our reaction to the world? You know, one of the things that's going on in the United States right now is people are dealing with the transition to the new presidency. And you can get angry, you can be happy, you can be all sorts of different ways. For me, there's a sense of being knocked back on the heels about what it does it say about our country, what does it say about who we are as individuals. And I can have an opportunity to tell that story through my lens. And I don't have to shift what I photograph. I don't have to go become a political journal correspondent. I don't have to become a war correspondent. I don't have to become something else. I can continue to find a way to tell my experience of the world into the photographs I take, whether they're the landscape, classic kind of landscape photography, if it's my close-up macro work, whatever it is, there can be a subtle shift in how I create and experience that because what's driving my creativity is my response to that world. So I can drive that, I can push that into the story. In the end, one of the other things, last things I think about this driving our creativity and how that translates behind the camera that is significant is, does it actually matter that we know? Does it matter that we know the thing that drives our creativity? in a lot of ways, I don't necessarily think it does because it's innate to who we are. I think we get insights and we get maybe a deeper connection when we do understand where the compulsion is and what's causing that. But we're going to create regardless. We're going to have a creative life regardless. And at the same time, I think it's really easy to get stuck in the feeling that we need to find answers to this before we can proceed with our creative life. It's one of the things when you look at how children create and when you look at how people who are quote unquote in the zone of the creative process create, most of the time they're out of their head for the experience. They're just letting the things they know, the things they're so aware of, stay attuned to who they are. And then they just let the creativity come from that sense of their self-worth and self-identity that is different than having to know about it. So if you're sitting at home and you're finding yourself thinking about why you're not being creative in the way you used to be, you're not experiencing that creative life in the same way you always have, it might be possible you're just stuck in a sense of trying to understand that. And really, at the end of the day, our creative life is who we are as an essence. It's who we are as individuals. And our experience behind the camera is the translation of that into a physical form that allows us to communicate with other people, allows us to communicate with somebody else what those ideas, what those stories, what those feelings are. So spending less time worrying about it, it might help you significantly. Now, if you're one of those people who is finding yourself really riled up and engaging in a certain way, you know, understanding where that comes from may allow you to put that final piece of the puzzle into the work so that it becomes significant and meaningful to you and to others. So I hope I've given you a few things to think about this week, in driving your creative life, driving your creative process, and also realize that if you're stuck and only consumed with that, that there's an out to that. You can actually go out and do some creation. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Like I said last week, I'm just about ready to put up the schedule for the workshops and the online classes and things like that. So those will be coming here in the next week or two. February will be our interview month, so that's coming up here shortly. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Don't forget, you can always give us a rating up on iTunes. We'd appreciate that. Or you can find us on the web at www.thepreceptivephotographer.com.